الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, a great scholar, wali, friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Khalid ibn Ma'dan rahimahullah, once said, إِذَا فُتِحَ لِأَحَدِكُمْ بَابٌ لِلْخَيْرِ فَلْيُسْرِعْ إِلَيْهِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي مَتَى يُغْلَقْ عَلَيْهِ. He says that when a door of khair, of good, is opened up for you, Allah creates for you a window of opportunity to do some good, irrespective of how great that good may be or how insignificant it may seem. He says, but whenever that window of opportunity is provided to you to do some good, he says, فَلْيُسْرِعْ إِلَيْهِ. Hasten towards that opportunity. Hasten towards that bab al-khayr, that door of good that Allah has opened up for you. Why? He says, because when Allah opens up a door of good for you, He does not keep it open all the time. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي مَتَى يُغْلَقْ عَلَيْهِ تَبِقُوا. Another expression that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses is سَارِعُوا. Another expression Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses, sabiqu. Whenever it comes to acts of righteousness, acts of piety, acts of kindness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always encourages us to hasten, to accelerate, and to rush towards that opportunity. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he uses a different expression, badiru, badiru. So different modes of expressions are used in order to encourage us to hasten towards any good opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for us. And there are different opportunities. There are opportunities to perhaps assist somebody in some way, financially assisting somebody. When that opportunity comes, you have it. You have the means, make most of that opportunity. On a hot day like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides us with the opportunity to provide water for somebody standing in the hot sun throughout the day, which is the best form of charity, by the way. The mother of Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala who passes away. He comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah, inna ummi matat, afa tasaddaq alayha anha. O Nabi of Allah, my mother has passed away. Can I perform charity? Can I discharge an optional charity on her behalf? Will it benefit her? Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Naam, of course. You may do so and it will certainly benefit her after her demise. Then he asks, he says, فَأَيُّ صَدَقَةِ أَفْضَلْ. Ya Rasul of Allah, which is the best form of charity? I want the best for her. So which is the best form of charity that I can give on her behalf after her demise? Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, سَقْيُ الْمَا. To give water to a thirsty person. The best form of charity. Everyone has the ability to do so. On a hot day like this, there are so many such opportunities. Almost at every traffic light, there is people standing out there selling some items or selling fruit, whatever it may be, begging. It costs you about 6 or 7, 8 rand to purchase a cold bottle of water and give it to that person. It is the best form of sadaqah. Now you might ask, it's such a simple form of charity. Everyone has the ability to perform it. Why is it considered the best? That is the system of Allah Azza wa Jal. Contrary to the system of the world and contrary to what we have, we live our lives by, generally we are taught that that which is best is only accessible to a limited amount of people in the community. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a different system. That which is best, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it accessible to everyone. Because He wants the best for everyone. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when He spoke about the best dhikr, what did He say? أَفْضَلُ الذِّكْرِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The best dhikr that you can make is the simplest dhikr, which is that, La ilaha illallah, because Allah wants the best for every believer. So that's one opportunity to assist somebody in some way, financially, through the skill that Allah has blessed you with, through the knowledge that you have, through the position that you enjoy. And the best form of assistance you can offer is to offer assistance to such a person regarding whom you know he can do nothing for you in return. You know there's no kickback out of that assistance that you are providing. So that is an opportunity Allah gives us. And when you make most of the opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you with, guess what? He keeps on sending opportunities your way. So don't become annoyed when you have that type of an opportunity. But that Bab al-Khayr, we're speaking about a window of opportunity, the door of good for you, in whichever way, in whichever form, and you grab that opportunity, Allah says, this man deserves opportunities. So Allah keeps on sending opportunities your way, because you make most out of the opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you with. Somebody comes knocking at the door, they're hungry, they ask for a meal, and you provide the meal not to get the person off your back, but you sincerely provide the meal, seeing that as an opportunity from Allah. You provide him with a sandwich or a slice of bread. Next day, another beggar will be at your door. Why? Allah sent you one opportunity, you made the most of it. Allah will keep on sending opportunities your way. And when you turn these opportunities down, guess what happens? Allah no longer sends them your way. You might feel relieved. There's nobody coming and asking me. Or there's nobody seeking assistance from me. But that's Allah withholding opportunities from you. Because when He gave you the opportunity to do good, you did not make most of that opportunity. Then there are other opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with. The opportunities to enhance our spiritual selves. Every Friday, the day of Jumu'ah, is a weekly opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with in order to enhance our relationship with Allah and our relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the recital of durood, as-salat ala rasul. You know, as-salat ala rasul, when we study the word as-salat, As-salah ala Rasul, yani to send durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will find that we use the same word for durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is salah, for the prayer that we offer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's also called salah. Salatul Fajr, Salatul Dhuhr, Salatul Jumu'ah, and durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also called salah. What is the literal meaning of as-salah? As-salah comes from silah. What does sila mean? Sila means engage. You have established a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during that moment of prayer. That's why your salah is called salah, because you are now connecting with Allah. And you are disconnecting from everything else. And the same applies with salat ala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you are sending salat ala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is your means of communication with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whenever you send salat upon me, what happens? Raddallahu alayya ruhi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows my ruh to come within my body and I respond to that salah. So what is happening? You are establishing a salah, a silah between you and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is what salat ala Rasul means. And we are so fortunate. No other ummah was given a means through which they could establish a link with their Nabi. We still have a means of establishing a link and a communication with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that's what as-salat ala Rasul. That's your link. It keeps you connected. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاتًا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, the one who will be closest to me on the day of Qiyamah is who? The one who had offered the most amount of salat upon me. Why? Because the connection was strong, the relationship was strong, he maintained the link. He maintained the relationship. Think about this for a moment. You know somebody whom you study with, perhaps in varsity or in university or in school. There was no, after the two separated, there was no relationship that was maintained. There was no link that was maintained between the two. And you see the person 10 years later. You won't even recognize the person. And you won't feel too comfortable around him. Why? Because you haven't seen him for such a lengthy period of time. There was no communication established between the two. And that communication was not maintained. But the one with whom you are constantly communicating, you enjoy that person's company. You keep that person close to you. So on the day of Qiyamah, who will be closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The one who used that means of communication to maintain the link between him and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's a salat ala Rasul. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will recognize you. Oh, I know you. I heard your name. I heard your name and I heard your father's name all the time. So the day of Jum'ah is babun lil khair. It's a door of good. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened up for us on a weekly occasion. It's such a special day. It's so special that everything on this day of Jum'ah becomes special. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَحَبُّ الصَّلَوَاتِ إِلَى اللَّهِ يَوْمَ الْجُمْعَةِ صَلَاةُ الصُّبْحِ يَوْمَ الْجُمْعَةِ فِي جَمَعَةِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the best salah of the week. The salah that Allah loves the most in the week is the Fajr Salah that is prayed in Jama'ah on the day of Jum'ah. What makes that Fajr Salah different from yesterday's Fajr Salah? What makes that Fajr Salah different from tomorrow's Fajr Salah? It is the Fajr Salah of a very special day, the day of Jum'ah. The day of Jum'ah is Babun Lil Khair. Allah opens up this door of opportunity for you every Friday. You have to make the most of it. You want to get everything in that bar, in that door. Why? Sun sets today, the door is closed. The opportunity is gone. You don't know if you are going to witness another sunrise on the day of Jum'ah. So this is Babun Lil Khair. So the Fajr Salah on the day of Jum'ah is the best. The charity that's given out on the day of Jum'ah is the best. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us, emphatically encouraged us to discharge charity on the day of Jum'ah. Why? He says, because it is afdalu sadaqah. It's the best charity you can give. What makes it the best? It's the charity of the day of Jum'ah. The dua, we know the dua of the day of Jum'ah is a very special dua. What makes no ordinary death? Man mata yawm al-jum'ah, aw laylat al-jum'ah, waqahu Allahu fitnat al-qabr. If you die on the day of Jum'ah, or the night preceding the day of Jum'ah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you'll be saved from the trials and the tribulations of the grave. What makes the death so special? It's the death of a very special day. So this is one babun lil khayr, an opportunity of good, a window of good. Allah ta'ala gives it to you on a weekly basis. That's why you want to get your dua in there, you want to get your fajr salah in there, in jama'ah, you want to get your charity in there, you want to get your surah kahf in there, you want to get everything in there before the sun sets and the door is closed upon you. So these are opportunities of good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with. But opportunities come and go. An opportunity will not remain there forever. And we need to make most of the opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoy and to experience on a daily basis, every moment of our life. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله تعالى من المؤمن الضعيف وفي كل خير. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the strong believer, المؤمن القوي, the strong believer is more beloved in the sight of Allah and is dearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the weak believer. Now, when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says a strong believer, who is he referring to? There are different strengths, abilities and capacities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in every individual. The first strength is al-taqah ruhaniyah, the spiritual strength. The one who is spiritually strong is more beloved to Allah than the one who is spiritually weak. And again, Allah gives us opportunities to enhance our spiritual selves. And we need to keep that as a priority. What is my priority in terms of my strengths? There are different strengths. There are physical strength, economic strength. All these strengths are meant and are referred to in this hadith when Allah says, Al-Mu'minu Al-Qawi, the strong believer. But priority is my spiritual strength. I'm looking for opportunities to enhance my spiritual strength. Then you have economic strength, you have physical strength. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was physically strong. Once he was walking down one of the alleys in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and he comes face to face with the wrestling champion of Makkah al-Mukarramah, a man by the name of Rukana. And he was the undefeated wrestling champion in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Rukana, he was a disbeliever. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, why believe in what I have brought as to be the truth? So he says, if I believed it was the truth, I would have followed you. I don't believe it to be true. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, fine, let us engage in a physical encounter, a wrestling match. If I throw you, if I put you to the ground, and if I emerge as the winner, then you bring iman in me, and you consider what I have brought to be the truth. He says, fine, by all means. I'm the undefeated wrestling champion of Makkah al-Mukarramah. This man, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has no wrestling background. The riwayah says, the moment of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held on to him, فَلَمَّا بَطَشْوَهُ الرَّسُولُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ أَرْجَعَهُ. He floored him. And Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم had him locked in such a way that he could not come out. And he says, listen, I want a rematch. Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم said, no problem. For a second time, Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم put him down onto the ground, floored him, and for a third time. And then what did he say? He says, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. So, when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-Mu'minu al-Qawi, the strong believer, it's your spiritual strength, it's your physical strength as well. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not use that strength to abuse anyone. He used that strength objectively and constructively. Many a time we have a strength, but the strength is used in a way that harms us and harms others around us. So Al-Mu'minu al-Qawi, khayrun wa habbu ila Allah ta'ala min al-Mu'min al-Da'if. Wa fi kullin khayr. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, listen, there's good in every believer. Whether he's a weak believer or a strong believer, وَفِي كُلِّ الْخَيْرِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes this statement for two reasons. Number one, a person who is spiritually weak, or physically weak, or economically weak, or weak in knowledge, he should not feel well, khalas. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that that person is better than me. No, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَفِي كُلِّ الْخَيْرِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encourages him that you still have a whole lot of good in you. You need to enhance and foster the khayr that Allah has placed within you. That's one message. The second message, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling the strong believer, because of your strength, because of your spiritual strength, your economic strength, the strength that Allah has given you in the form of knowledge, don't allow that to create within you a sense of superiority over the weak believer, because he has good in him. وَفِي كُلِّنْ خَيْرٍ. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches the weak believer, whether you are physically weak, or spiritually weak, economically weak, weak in your knowledge, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَحْرِصْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكَ. You are weak, identify your weakness, and then eagerly pursue every opportunity that will enhance you. Every opportunity, we spoke about opportunities, making most about the opportunities that come in you. Allah gives you opportunities throughout your life to enhance that strength that He has placed within you, and to enhance the weakness so that it becomes one of your strengths. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.